Hello, hi, and welcome to the Chesser Pod. I am your host, Joy Mpande. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our guest today needs no introduction. She's a chart-topping queen whose enchanting performances will leave you in awe. I'm talking about none other than Makhadzi herself.
Uyazi umzansi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng. Or who secured the latest bag.
Or just who's dripping with sauce.
And who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chesser Pod.
Energy, energy, energy. Good morning.
The energy, energy.
Energy, energy. Good morning.
Yeah.
You're doing well. You just released an album. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You know, I heard somebody saying the other day that Makhadzi is like the Beyonce of South Africa at this point. The way crowds are crying and loving your music.
Yeah. That's good. That's good, honestly.
How does it feel to be at the top of your game?
Okay, it's a good thing, you know, to find yourself having a lot of people who love, who likes you, especially when they can't even hear you, what you are saying. Because all I can say is most of the people, especially Zulu, Tswana, they don't even understand Venda, but they are busy dancing to my music. Yeah.
Have you ever thought of, you know, what? That's an interesting point that I also wanted to raise. Like, have you ever thought of maybe giving like translations to what you're saying to like in your music, or is it just a thing that people should just enjoy the music just as it is without necessarily knowing what it says?
Just because of maybe I have a lot of songs, I can prefer doing that maybe only on those songs, because I can, as an artist, I must have those three songs which are trending, so I can do that maybe to translate and everything.
Yeah,
but I also believe that even me, without even translating, music is not all about a language. Maybe understanding what's happening in a song, as long as there is a nice melody and nice beat, that's the only thing that matters.
And one thing that's exactly what you've been bringing. You've been bringing nice melodies and nice beats. You've been serving hits. But like, how often are you in studio actually? When are you making all of this music? Because you have been putting hit after hit.
Okay. I don't plan to just make, or today I'm going to make his or not. I just go to the studio and then they will give me a beat. I will listen to them and then I will choose one or two and record same time. So I don't write my songs. I just listen to a beat and record. And then after that, maybe that's where I will realize, oh, I have 20 songs in a studio. Let me not keep them and release album. But I don't plan to have those lot of songs or to do an album. I just go to the studio and just record songs. And then I will decide after those songs, how many songs am I picking for my album.
Now, let's talk about your album as well. Because the album that you put out now, you're featuring Casper on your vest. You have Amapiano. You're exploring. You're doing quite a lot. Let's start with, how did Makhadzi end up doing Amapiano?
Firstly, I wanted to explore, and secondly, I just believe that me as Makhadzi, as an artist, I can sing anything, and I wanted to challenge myself, and I'm just happy because people really liked the song Amapiano, the one I did with Kabza, Connection and Sarungano. So that's the main reason that why I did my piano. And the other thing is, when I release an album, I want to accommodate each and everyone, because remember, we have Amapiano fans, we have gospel music people fans, we have Afro pop song fans. So in my album, the reason why I did 21 songs, I know that it's gonna cater anyone. If you like Amapiano, you're gonna get it. If you like gospel, you're gonna get gospel. If you want energy to sweat, you're gonna get sweat.
You're gonna get it.
So it's accommodating everyone.
How long did it take you to work on this album?
Honestly speaking, that's not a lot of name, because I can't talk about it in a studio and a studio until I give a date. So during lockdown, So I can't start maybe 3 months every day. Maybe in a month, I used to go to the studio maybe 3 times, but I can't record 2-3 songs per day.
For sure.
Yeah.
How did you even get to working with Kabza? Let's start. Did they approach you to say, okay, let's do this?
Okay. I met Kabza at Malima's party. I approached him. He said no. Actually, because Kabza didn't want us to work in on Amapiano song. He wanted to cater me on my side. I was like, no, I want my piano. Because so it shows that Kabza as well, he's a good producer. He can do anything. Mm. So I'm the one who said, no, I want to do my piano. Because already my album, because already I have Mr. Brown and Chris Benza. But so let's do my piano so that I can explore. Then I have no problem. He will call me. Then I'm phoning like a studio. And so when it comes to Casper, the time get trained like a music performance at the DSTV Music Award, Casper tweeted. I was like, oh, Casper knows me. Because of course, Casper, we can't deny the fact that he's been doing great in the music industry, not peer trainer and everything. So I knew Casper. So I didn't know that maybe Casper knows me. So I was like, oh, Casper knows me. And then he's congratulating me. He's happy about my performance. Let me try to ask him if he can do a song, because now I respect Casper's craft. I feel like he can do anything. It's like me. He can sing in any beat. Mm-hmm. So we'll decide in the studio which beat are we using. So I approached him. He didn't even take time. He said, come to the studio. And then got a studio. And then he made me to feel free in his studio, because I used his studio to record myself the song. Then he accommodated me. You know, he didn't even make me feel like I'm in a celebrity's house. So everything was flowing. That's why even the songs, they're nice. Because we wanted to work, not to break to each other.
And one thing that's very testament just of your career in general is the fact that you are such an inspiration for a lot of people because of just the history of where you come from, where it all started, you know? And now you're doing so well. Congratulations on your new home, by the way.
Thank you.
I saw you had Oskiro there. Why did you want to have Oskiro there specifically?
Oskiro actually wanted us to shoot something. And then I wanted to go and meet at the venue. He said, no, I will come to your house. I saw that you bought a house. I want to come and bless your house. I want to come and see your house. I'm very much proud of artists who invest in property. So that's how it came. Or I think I'm on. So he had to just come to my house. He wanted to see my house as well. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
He loved your home. So within the conversation that you were having with Oskiro during your live video, you mentioned that you were going to have like a housewarming party. Who do you have on the guest list already that's going to come, since Oskiro's already on the list? So what other A-listers will be coming through?
Yeah. No, secondly, it's you. I must have your number.
You know what I mean? It has to be me.
Yes. Yes. No, secondly, it's you, of course. Honestly speaking, I just believe that or a housewarming, I must celebrate this housewarming with people who are happy, success, and you know, they will just come maybe with their guests, with their guests. So, of course, through my hustle and everything. Of course, I'm gonna invite you as well, because for you to write the story about me, you are putting input in my career. So the only people who I will come here is those people khale nevali thing ba tseba gore makhaso sokoti kae, and then maybe with few of my fans, I will just pose and pick maybe 5 to come and witness my hard work and look over na gore tshelete ya bona e na ba supporta ka yona aba iwester.
And what is your family saying about your success as well, because they are the first-hand receivers of your success, because as I mentioned, you know, you bought them home. So what are they saying about, you know, your success and how far you've come and how you're still going internationally?
Honestly speaking, they are very much proud, because so because I'm the one who changed the entire thing in my family, from my mother, my father, my grandmother, because my mother and my father, they separated this time I was still young. Then I had to stay with my grandmother and my father. I made it a point of, no matter how mama and baba they fought or they break up, I was not there as long as now That's why he decided to build a house for my mom and my father and my grandmother before I can buy mine. Yeah.
But who do you, so now that you're going international, who do you plan on like working with? Like when I work internationally?
Okay, honestly speaking, I just believe for slowly but surely, I'm gonna get there worldwide. And I feel like the world is waiting for me. Maybe over next year, ki diamond platinum. Beyonce ena ke khale ke mo DM ke a kwisha o busy man. O busy man. But I'm praying for God worry. One day o tshwenye a no ya consenting ya e one le ena gore aska bula DM ya ka mara am ponekile staging re gono ho bereka. I just believe for it won't take time but it will happen.
We saw that you're now obviously you are like pretty much a star. Your music, you speak about relationships a lot. Hey, but can I be so much money? Honestly,
yeah.
But you're in a relationship now, so it's beautiful. So you're done with the Kanami.
No, maybe next year I go Joel. I'm trying. I guess I go Joel. One thing I've realized in track, Mujalo unyakanaga unyakam traveling ready because Mujalo ukadiya kor ulu the focus. So I still like my career. Lo kor kepi like na lime loro. Wakena lito loro yaholo for my career. Yeah. I feel like Mujalo anga focus more na too much.
Yeah.
Utan disay ba wabona. So I just decided to you know what. Ito fitana ko e gita ba kito focus ang ko Mujalo haunge taka like if formula. No, I just want to focus on my career.
Yeah.
Lo kor Gide inka career ya, because at the end of the day, it only la motu. Career ya kaya nyamala, liya na nyamala, so kitu sala kili stranded.
Yeah, ne? Yeah. But ain't nothing wrong with love. this is my last question and I'll let you go. But how does it feel to achieve like just so much success at such a young stage? I think 25 is like fairly young, you know? And you've done so much in such a short space of time. But you've been doing it.
Honestly speaking, it's a good thing. Especially Hakisha Baru to Mile Kai. Kitumile Kisokola to my Chimara. But at that time, Nikinjo and Toki Dilang, because I didn't start music. Kitaki liberated to what I want to make money through music. I was just doing music because I liked it. And that's why there was a time where I went in front of the shops. So I was doing it out of love. Not knowing one day I'll be where I am today. So I feel like Kimudimu na tseba gore o dira eng ena monyi and now Mudimu wa gona bontsha gore ena o na le matla and ha control ke motho ke ena a tsebang gore bokamoso ga motho bo emediang.
Yeah. So now that your album is out, what else are we going to expect from you? I know a lot of visuals. You're going to give us some dance moves so we can also practice another Ghana mistake.
Yes, of course. Of course, Mtraka. Yes. I'm shooting now. I'm busy shooting my song with Lady Do. I'm shooting the other song called Jivuya from my album. I'm shooting a lot of songs. The song with Mr. Bau from Mozambique. I'm going to Mozambique in 1 week time, coming soon. To shoot a music video from Mozambique, Mr. Bau.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm assuming are you going to be touring there as well if you're in Mozambique, not as well?
Yes. I wanted to go. That's why maybe you did the show. Unfortunately, for October, it won't happen because I have a tour in Malawi. I'm going to perform in Malawi. Yeah.
Okay, nice. Yeah. Nice. So thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, my sister.